CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Hello out there in Radioland. You're now listening to the charts produced here at CFRC 101.
I'm Kira.
I'm Evan.
I'm Aiden.
And I'm Sean.
And this is Golf Radio. We hope you guys are doing pretty well today. How are we doing in the studio?
We're doing great.
Yeah. Solid. Great. Good weekend.
Yeah. Awesome. I mean, we weren't able to have a live show last week, unfortunately, but we had some great stuff. I mean, last Thursday, we won. Canada won the game against the U.S.
Woo! All of the games. Amazing.
We destroyed. We took our game back.
Mm-hmm. Pottery games as well.
Not a 51st state, are we?
Yeah, 11th province. More like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a new season of Marvel Rivals dropped last week. That was actually awesome.
Yep,
we got the Thing and Johnny Storm.
Johnny Storm.
I could have sworn
it was Johnny Flame for some reason.
Johnny Dang. Speaking of that, we have other things to talk about. I'm glad that you guys are doing good. Sorry, I shouldn't breeze by that. I got a question for you guys, as always. Is there a difference between grilling and barbecuing?
A grill? Wait, okay, there's three different types.
There's
the grilling,
yep.
There's barbecuing,
yep.
And then there's smoking.
Yep.
Grilling is, and barbecue, they're pretty similar, but grilling is more about like just like cooking it. Barbecue is more like the style. You really like have to flip it up. You put more seasoning on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when you're grilling, you season it all up. Then you put it onto the grill and you grill it up. Barbecue, mm-hmm. You bake it on the barbecue. It's all there. You season it on there. You get all the good stuff. And smoking, it's barbecue, except you don't cook it with the grill. That's terrible. You don't even get flavor from that.
Okay.
What you do, you put some nice, let's put some, say, maple or some nice wood underneath. You smoke that up. You get the heat and the smoke goes into the meat. It gives it a nice, rich flavor. Good, juicy, amazing, tender meat.
I didn't know somebody could have like an opinion that quickly about this. I'm really glad that you guys got to that as quickly as you did.
When it comes to food, we're here.
You guys are here.
Sean, what do you usually like to barbecue or grill?
For my stuff that I like to eat, I don't really do it personally myself as much. Honestly, my dad's does most of the barbecuing. But yeah, I'd say I really like just steaks and beef. But I'm really not a big fan of pork chops, but I do
pork
like
pork chops are not good.
I don't like pork chops, but I like almost any other like ham pig product is also very like one of my favorites. It's not really a thing you do there, but pulled pork's that's one of like my favorite foods. It's a pulled pork sandwich, something like that.
No, I think I like somewhat agree with you. I feel like for a steak and pork chop, right? I feel like a lot of steak can be good like without trying very hard, right?
Yeah.
But the thing about pork chops is if you have a good pork chop, like 10 out of 10, that's better than any steak you can possibly have.
I don't think. Maybe I'm just like not behind pork. I don't eat pork very often, but like I just don't.
I have never had a pork chop that didn't taste like I was, like, the taste was okay, but it's always way, 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 way too dry.
Yeah, and it always tastes, you can't.
At least with, like, a steak, there's, like, a bit of the juice you can taste, like, a bit of, like, the blood or, like, whatever, the fat, like, comes out and you're like, a little seasoning in there.
There's no proof that pork chop is meat.
Yeah,
it moves like if I made, like, a steak out of Play-Doh.
I'm gonna be honest, though. It looks like the chicken nugget material from McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
That pink slime.
You know what I mean? Like the pink slime. Exactly. See, yeah. Evan gets it.
Yeah, it's just, I don't really. But what else? Why do you think that pork chops are, like, not great?
I've actually never had pork chops, so I can't really have an opinion. But I really like steak, so I prefer steak.
What do you think about the people that, like, put applesauce on pork chops?
That's the only way I can eat pork chops.
What?
Applesauce and pork. I grew up with that. Applesauce and pork chops. It's the only way I would eat it.
I used to just
drown it in a crap ton of applesauce.
Crapplesauce.
Yep.
Is this a thing? I've never heard of applesauce and apple and pork chops. Is that new?
No, that's not new. It's a thing that's been around, unfortunately, for a very long time.
It's a decent combo.
Unfortunately, yes. It is deeply unfortunate.
This is like people like, okay, like one time, right? I was in this conversation, and then someone said that they let it crust after they, like, go to the washroom, right?
Like,
and I'm like, this is a way of life. I didn't even know that was an option.
Applesauce
I feel like that might not be the best example.
I've been doing, like, I don't know, like, as soon as I've always known about pork chops, and that's just been a thing that people do. Like, they have a little side of applesauce. Every time I went over to somebody else's house and had pork chops, because we don't eat, like, pork in my house, they'd always have that, and I just eat the applesauce, and I wouldn't eat the pork. Because, like, there's no, I don't know, there's no good in it. Why would you want apple meat?
That's true.
I kind of beg to differ.
Applesauce. I've never had pork chops, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's mostly because applesauce is, like, very liquidy, and, again, pork chops are so dry.
Yeah.
That's the main reason, I'm pretty sure people...
What's the texture? They're dry and what?
Really dry. It's like a steak, but there's no moisture in it, and there's, like, barely flavor.
So yeah, it's like you wrung out a steak.
It will take you, like, forever to bite through that. Like, it's...
It's thick.
It's... Even when it's thin, it's thick.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, texture wise,
like slim thick.
Texture wise, it's not very great. Well, thank you guys for doing this. We have music for you guys because we're also a radio station. We be playing music. This
is Golf Radio. We'd like to acknowledge and thank the Coast Salish nations of Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish, on whose traditional territories we teach, learn, live, and broadcast.
Yes, thank you very much for that, Sean. We got music for you guys. It's by Leon Thomas. You guys may have heard him on the show before because we play him. This song is called Breaking Point. Came out a year ago. Pretty good artist, Canadian. Yeah, this is Breaking Point by Leon Thomas. And this is CJSF Golf Radio.
Can it get? told me love was fragile. They told me love was breakable. I thought that I could handle, but that is still debatable. I thought that this was for me, but it's been an impossible breaking point.
That was Breaking Point by Leon Thomas. Shout out Victorious. I know him from Victorious. Leon Thomas, he's an amazing singer and producer.
I forgot that was the same guy.
Yeah, it is. I was like, yeah. I recognize that face. Where is it from? I never even watched those shows as a kid because I wasn't allowed to watch the Disney Channel.
Me too.
I was like, and that's the only reason I wanted to watch it was because I wasn't allowed. Finally, when I was like allowed to, and like I watched it on Netflix, and I was like, this is terrible. Like, that was my first thought of all those Nickelodeon shows, but...
I wasn't allowed to watch
it. Sam and Cat was good, though.
Sam and Cat, I got to watch that because I was on Netflix.
That one was... Yeah, that was the one I kind of watched a bit of. Yeah.
I wasn't allowed... Disney Junior, Disney XD, Nickelodeon, none of that.
Yeah, I had Knowledge Kids, that was it.
Knowledge Kids, PBS
Knowledge
Kids, Treehouse.
Wild Kratts, that's how I grew up.
Dude, I loved Wild Kratts so bad.
All right, sorry, got a little off topic. Yeah. What's our next song, Evan?
Tides by Men I Trust.
Woo!
Woo!
CJSF. Waiting for the clear.
That was
Tides by Men I Trust. And up next, we have People Say by Jeanette King.
Gustavo, burning bright. You were in and out of daylight. Just for a minute, then out of sight. I'll never see you. I guess nothing can
Next up is Hot Commodity by David Lavoie.
middle part of our show is where we usually have a little fun game type thing to do, and we have that today. If you are a frequent listener, you would know that we have played this game before, and this is a game that you, the listener, can play along with as well. I quite like it. It's pretty cool, but I'm biased because I also made it. For those who are new or have forgotten the rules of the game, no worries. I'm going to go through a little bit of a story breakdown, and then we're going to get right into it. So, early this morning, you received an email from an unknown contact claiming that you are the heir to a lost fortune. Your distant uncle on your mother's mother's side has tragically passed away in a fatal spaghetti accident. Right before he passed, he picked one person at random from his family to inherit his entire fortune, and that person was you. Your uncle was like a titan of the haberdashery industry, which is just like a everything store, right? And all of your uncle's inheritance to you was given to you in not real money. Like, it's like Canadian Tire dollars, but for his store. So in order to turn that money into real money that you can actually use, you want to buy everything in your uncle's store for the most amount of money. And then you're just going to, like, sell it on Facebook Marketplace or something. So I'm going to give you guys three different items, and you guys are going to guess the prices and see which one is the most expensive. And then the person that has the most expensive has the most money in the end wins. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
It's okay if it doesn't.
Makes perfect sense.
Okay, solid. All right. We're going to start off with our first three items.
Wait, I have a quick question.
Yeah.
So for the spaghetti incident, like, was it like choking hazard? Like, he couldn't slip it down good enough?
It really was. The police report said it was insane, and that they couldn't disclose it to the public.
Probably like I would assume it would be like the meatballs too big.
Or it could just be like the spaghetti got sentient and attacked him. Regardless, it's over. You have the money now. We're going to start off with our first three items. Number one, we have a Fujifilm Mini SE instant camera. Number two, we have a kid's camera with SD card. And number three, we have a digital vlogging camera for kids. Which one are we thinking is the most expensive?
Probably the vlog.
Can you run back?
Yes, I can. A mini SE instant camera, kid's camera with SD card, and digital camera, vlogging camera for kids.
Digital vlogging camera, I'd say.
Why so?
Because you can vlog with it, and you can make so many fire YouTube videos, and then you can make the money back instantly, so they would probably charge more for that.
Fair. Also, keep in mind, the listener, you can keep along with this, put in your guesses for which one you think is the most expensive. Anyways, Evan, Aiden, continue.
I think the four kids part is kind of throwing me off, because I do know the price gets, like, much cheaper when it's sent for kids.
Yeah.
So I think I'll go with the digital camera for kids, the vlogging one, the third one.
Okay, all right.
What was the first one?
Mini SE instant camera.
Oh, it's like Instax, right?
Yeah.
Those are like at least like $60 to $40. But vlogging camera, I'm just going to be different. I'm just going to go with the instant camera.
Okay, so the instant camera, mini SE camera, was $67. The kid's camera with SD card was $247.
Yeah,
and the digital vlogging camera for kids was $2,476.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So, Sean, you got that one. Aiden, you got that one. Evan, you did not get that one. I'm putting you down for the instant camera. All right.
Well,
up next.
No surprises on that one.
Crazy. Up next, we have our next three items. The first one is a 12-volt Yamaha Raptor ATV-powered ride for boys and girls aged 3 and up. Next is the Bounce Pro 7-foot trampoline hexagon. And third is a slide for outside.
What was the first one again?
What's the slide made out of?
No plastic, probably.
What is the relevance of that?
Normal slide material.
What if it was concrete?
What if it was made out of ice and then you couldn't have
it? Okay, what was the first one again?
First one was the 12-volt Yamaha Raptor ATV-powered ride for kids.
Yamaha. Actually, no, Yamaha can get
but
pretty cheap for some of those.
Hexagonal.
Hexagon.
Hexagon
trampoline.
Hexagonal.
I'm going to go with the trampoline.
Yeah, it's going to be either the trampoline or the ATV, but what I think I'm going to go with the ATV.
I think I'll go for the ATV also.
Okay.
Because I agree with Sean. Right, but real quick, like, when you say, like, what's the slide made out of? Like, what's your brain made out of?
Okay, well, why don't we go to the answers now?
Okay, so just say your answers for the audience once more.
I'm going to vote for the ATV number one.
ATV.
I'm also voting for the ATV number one.
ATV.
I'm going with the trampoline.
Because this has just gone so well for you being different than the crowd. ATV, $200. Bounce Pro Hexagon Trampoline, $139. Slide, $25. So Sean and Aiden are in the shared lead with all answers correct. Evan is in the collective
last place.
Yeah.
Infinitely last.
By a mile.
Like by a few kilometers, actually. We're in Canada, so.
True, few kilometers because you go pretty fast on the ATV. Yeah. up next.
We're only joking, Evan. Yeah, you got
just,
the next
you
round.
You can just bounce up and down while we're going on the ATV.
Up next, we have electric scooter for adults with a 250-watt motor, a Beauty Peak full-length mirror, and a Frigidaire 7.5 cubic feet fridge.
What brand fridge again?